Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Greg Dyett. Britain has become the first country to administer the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine. Priority has been given to people over the age of 80, frontline healthcare workers, and nursing home staff and residents. Australia is one step closer to nationwide quarantine-free travel, with Queensland reopening its border to travellers from Adelaide this weekend. South Australia's capital was declared a COVID-19 hotspot 3 weeks ago, after a cluster was identified in the city's northern suburbs. Health Minister Yvette Duff says Queensland is looking forward to the change, but warns people must remain vigilant.
We welcome them arriving for Queensland and to holiday and to visit family and friends. But the message is clear, we must continue to be vigilant.
Nationals MP Matt Canavan says he believes the China-Australia relationship can be mended over the long term, but says Australia should cultivate its trade ties with other countries in the region. Mr. Canavan says Australia must protect its independence and sovereignty, even if that means relations with China will suffer.
It doesn't look great right now, and really the only response we can do in the context of that is to find other friends, to build other relationships. We were doing that anyway with the trade agreements we've signed elsewhere.
Labor is calling on the federal government to establish a parliamentary inquiry to examine the threat of right-wing extremism in Australia. Australia has not listed any right-wing extremist groups as banned terrorist organisations. A fire threatening a township on Fraser Island in Queensland is about 400 metres away and will be bombarded by waterbombing aircraft. Emergency services say they hope to soon have 19 aircraft, including two large air tankers, in use today. Donald Trump's campaign to discredit the United States presidential result has received another setback, with the state of Georgia confirming once again that Joe Biden won the state. Judges have also rejected cases in Arizona, Pennsylvania, Nevada, and Wisconsin. Georgia's Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger, says the president's claims of electoral fraud are damaging.
Disinformation regarding election administration should be condemned and rejected. Integrity matters, truth matters.
At least one person has died and 200 others have been hospitalised due to a mystery illness in the southern Indian state of Andhra Pradesh. Officials are trying to determine the cause of the illness, with all patients testing negative to COVID-19. The International Olympic Committee has confirmed breakdancing will feature in the Olympics, with the street dance style officially added to the medal events program for Paris in 2024. The IOC Executive Board also added skateboarding, sport climbing, and surfing. I'm Greg Dyett. This is SBS News in Easy English.